We've got Dean Lewis on the line right now.
Hey, it's Dean Lewis.
I sort of feel Dean Lewis like Los Angeles is a natural habitat for you.
He said that to me. He's like, you write very stories and they're very direct and it feels like you can picture it. And I said, oh, for me, that's just been like, that's the sort of Springsteen thing.
Is a swelling storm. Dean Lewis is interesting, though.
Yeah, you know the songs. Dean Lewis joins us on the show right now. Hey, man, how are you today?
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. I'm great. How you guys doing?
Yeah, really good.
Good, man.
We're really good. It's good to have you here. And, of course, we're very excited. New music, is this like a lockdown creation or what's the situation?
You know what, weirdly, I guess it kind of was. It was kind of, you know, I was on the road 3 years and I got to the end of last December and... Yeah. The tour finished and I just went, I got to the end and was like, well, what just happened? Like, I don't remember anything. And I'm not for any reason other than just, I guess my whole life, I've always been like, when I finish school, I'll be happier. When I get the job, when I get the car, when I get promotion, when I get a record deal. Oh, well, if I have a big song, then I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be present. And I just found it was the opposite. When I got to the end, I thought I was more worried and less present and more anxious. And so I just thought I have to change me and, you know, focus on myself instead of the external, and that's what Falling Up's about.
So what's the go now? So you've done this single, are you doing a whole new album, and then are you going back on the road? Like, can you head back to America and do a tour there?
Yeah, well, I guess it's hard to know right now with the closures of the borders. I think we keep planning things and they just keep getting pushed back, and I think it's something that everyone's dealing with right now, which is fine. I've almost finished my album. I've got, I think, two more songs to do. And I'm just really excited. Like, I mean, it just feels so good to put a new song out. Like, yeah, we've been kind of holding back, waiting for the right time, and now it's all happening again. And I'm getting all those like nerves and like,
yeah,
you know, will people like it? Do people remember me? And it's kind of exciting and thrilling and scary at the same time.
When you're putting a new album out, I'm curious, do you get intel from the record companies about who else is putting a record out? Because I wouldn't want to time it, so I put out a record with, like, Hozier, for example. Like,
oh, yeah.
That for me would be petrifying as an artist. How do you go with that?
Yeah, or even worse, like, if Ed Sheeran's putting a song out on the same day as you, it's like, oh,
yeah, well, and they never let anyone know, so...
Look, I tell you what, a lot of it is luck of the draw. I think in the past, you know, it's such a good question, because Be Alright came out at a time when there was no other singer-songwriters. Yeah. Like, I just hit a timing. Like, Ed Sheeran had just finished his stuff. Vance Joy had finished his cycle. George Ezra had Shotgun going, but that was a very different kind of song.
Yeah.
A lot of it is timing. I look at it in this time, I think I'm excited to put a song out, this new song Falling Up, which is very genuine and authentic and explains, you know, it's very real to me about my life in the past few years. So I'm excited about to put a song out that's very meaningful in a time where maybe, you know, people are sort of missing that. I mean, I am, you know what I mean? So
yeah, 100%.
It's a good question.
I've got to say as well, like, you are one of many artists now from our country that have just sort of changed how the world looks at music out of this country. It's almost like we've lifted to such a premium level now. There's such good, high quality worldwide stuff coming out of our country. Did you realize that was happening? Was that the plan initially, you know, when you released Be Alright? Did you know that this was, you know, quality song that could go worldwide? Is it, when you
well,
think
we,
about
we
it,
always,
like, Tones and I, Troy Sivan, yourself, yeah, like, it's massive.
Yes. I mean, to be honest, we actually, there was a conversation with Be Alright before we did it. The Lion, I Know You Love It, But It's Over, Mate. Someone at the record label was like, it's too Australian, can you change it? And so I went into the studio and came up with another one, which was, I think it was, I Know You Love Her, But It's Far Too Late. We knew it was a great song. Obviously, we didn't end up using that. We went back to the Australian thing because it was just the song and how it was written, yeah, and stuff like that. But in a weird way, I think they just love us overseas. It's just, yeah, I think they sort of, like, yeah, seeing Tones and I blow up, and I think it's been an exciting couple of years for Australian music, but they're very receptive to us when we do go over there and do well, and I think that's because they don't really take us seriously.
Yeah,
like, we're
right.
Just like such... We're such a novelty over there to Americans, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Interesting. It makes for some funny conversations.
What's going on with yourself? You're single, you're dating, what's going on there?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things, man. Like, I think I put so much effort into what I'm doing and I'm so obsessed with it that I don't leave a lot of time for anything else. And I did write a lot of this album. A lot of it is very self-reflective, but a lot of it was about a relationship that didn't quite pan out, which is always a good thing for the songs.
And for a rock star, because you can just be living your life slaying and doing all that.
Yeah, but it, you know, it's more hassles, man. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I think
100%.
It's more. I think it's just like, you know, I've spent this year really focusing on myself and trying to just figure a lot of things out and how, like, you know, and stop looking at the external things, which I think you can get caught up in, and that can be one of those things. As long as also, like, you know, Spotify numbers and stream numbers and, you know, all those marks of success.
Yeah.
Yeah, righto.
So, yeah.
Quick question. With the whole dating scene, what's the go with, obviously when you break up, blah, 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 you go on tour, those girls, are they coming back to you? Has anyone ever gotten in touch and said, hey, did you write that one about me?
Actually, no. I think my biggest song, Be Alright, was written about a bunch of people.
Right, okay.
So that one was a bunch of actual things that happened to me, and also stories my friends have told me over the years, just crazy things that I sort of combined into one big song. I had a song called 7 Minutes, but I'm still friends with the girl that I wrote that about. So, you know, and she knows it's about her, and, like, that's completely fun. I guess a funny thing, she came to my show when I was playing in London to have a listen. But yeah, no, not really, actually.
You know what, Dean? You know what struck me about you? You are such a lovely guy and, like, so approachable. And I guess when you talk to people, you know, it's like the bigger the star I find, the more down to earth and humble they are. I know that sounds a bit weird, but this is from different interviews we've done, man. But so, like, this actually just makes me like you even more. Like, you're just a chill guy living your dream, man. It's so good. I love it.
Maddie's got the hot spot.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
So does our producer, Jackson, actually. He had to leave the room because he was so nervous. Yeah.
That pink dollar, Dean, you've got to get involved, you know.
Yeah, no, look, I tell you what, I think it's one of the things that I got signed when I was 26 or 27. Yeah. I can't remember. Like, I was on the other side for so long that I just don't think I'm the man. Do you know what I mean? I want to keep proving myself. And I think if you're 18, you get a record deal. I think a lot of it's hard to take on all the adoration, and then you start to believe it. But for me, I'm always like, nah, I know it's just a bit of whatever, and just keep trying to prove myself, and it could go at any moment, really.
Yeah, no, good stuff, man. The single is called Falling Up. It's out today. We're flogging it here at New FM. Dean Lewis, mate, thank you, sir, for your time today.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
No worries. See ya.